It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
103.9985 mypigradio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends. Oh, it's about 15 after 8 o'clock on a Friday morning, and it's going to be a beautiful day.
It is.
We're going to have mostly sunny skies and high temperatures in the 70s, and that should hang around all weekend long. Low 70s,
yes.
Mid 70s.
Nice.
Lows at night, mainly in the 50s. So that's good weather.
Right.
That's good weather. But, you know, part of the show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, Smarter, Sensible is the Morning Show with John, Anna, and Friends.
Yes, and our friend today is...
Al Green.
Yay, Toys for Tot.
He's gearing up. He's revving up.
He's revving up.
He's revving up.
There we go.
I get better, yeah.
Yeah, for the Toys for Tots motorcycle parade and lots to do, things to do before the parade happens
right. In
December. So what's going on, Al?
Yeah, tell us about it.
You got stuff to do today, I know.
Yes, I'm going to New Boston today and start gathering toys up there for anybody that's already done got them in boxes and stuff at places like Walmart, Brookshire's.
Right.
Different places, you know, and getting it all in one particular area
to
where we can start laying them out for people to come to distribution.
Right.
That way people can come up there and pick out toys for their children.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
That's the bottom line, as they say.
But we're going to talk about what's going on December 13th, one of my favorite days.
One of our favorite days, yes.
Yeah, last year was fun.
Oh, yes. You enjoyed it, didn't you? Yeah.
Well, this year you and I are going to watch it go by.
It was a little chilly, but I think it'll be warmer this year. That's just my thought.
Okay, let's hope for that.
But hope it is. I hope it is.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be nice.
But the turnout was amazing.
Yes, it was. That was quite the formation, especially coming down state line. You get in a certain spot there where they're coming down a hill, and you see all these bikes coming down the hill. It's just great.
The support is amazing.
Yeah, you know what they're doing. So talk a little bit about the parade.
Yeah.
We're going to gather up there at Central Mall down there by I can't think of the name of the bank now. Down there by the old Sears.
Yeah, it's where Sears used to be.
Yeah.
Right.
That part of the
we're going to gather up there. We're going to leave there. We're going to go down the speeder road to Nash.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're going to turn on Nash and come across on 989 down to 82. We're going to take a left on 82 and come all the way back into town.
Right.
Go all the way around. I'm hoping, I know these brothers and sisters are going to get together on this deal. We have about maybe 500 to 1,000 bikes.
Come on.
Wow.
I would like to see that.
I'd really love to see that.
And it just shows the support, and it's one more way that we can give back.
That's right. Everybody will have toys with them.
That's the fun thing. There's big teddy bears behind this big burly biker. I think it's just fun to see that people want to give it out.
Yeah. Man, no doubt. I mean, it's just like it's a group effort.
Right.
That is connected to everybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In Texarkana area, New Boston, DeKalb, from everywhere, from Sims to Omaha, everywhere. So it's a group effort that comes together all at one time.
Right.
Yeah, and what you don't realize is there's a lot of work that people like Al does, especially Al, but he's got help behind the scenes.
His wife.
Yeah, that pulls all this together. It can't just happen and go snap my fingers and go, we're going to have a big event.
Right.
No.
You got to do
a lot of work, a lot of prep. You got to get it organized so you can get all these toys.
Right.
Because that's what at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, is the fact that you're gathering all these toys and getting them to the places they need to be so that a child that might wake up and not have much on Christmas morning is going to be so happy.
That's right.
That's true. That's very true.
I love that.
So it's a situation to where everybody that's going to be on this ride pretty well knows the man that started this ride 30 some odd years ago.
Yeah.
And this is all about him. It's never about me, and it's never about anything else except for the children and him.
And a tribute,
And the tributes for him, yes.
I understand that.
I love that.
Obviously,
this will be the first.
A beloved individual.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. A very well beloved individual of Dwight Neville.
Mm-hmm. So
he was
the
very,
first
very
memorial.
Loved. He never did not have a friend anywhere.
And
that's
obviously, especially had a special place in his heart, a love for children, and children that maybe not be as fortunate as it. But I'd say, and I'm gonna give you some credit here. It's like people like you
and Lynn, his wife.
And that jumped in when he said, "Hey, I've got this thing going on.
Yeah.
I'd like for you to help.
I need you to do this, that,
but I'd like for you to help." Yeah. And you jumped in and did it.
Right. You just followed his lead.
And so thank you to you too. Let's take a break. We'll talk more about that coming up right here on The Pig. More of the best in most country is coming up right here. 103.9985 mypigradio.com. We are talking this morning with our friend from the community, Al Green, talking about the big annual Toys for Tots motorcycle parade, which is coming up in December. But before we get to that, they've got to collect all these toys and things they need for the kids, and you can help out.
You can.
He's coming up
donate.
More here in a couple of minutes. Right now, you know who shot the jukebox?
I do.
Bubba.
Yep.
That's according to Mark Chestnut on The Pig. Billy Dean there. We just disagree.
Sometimes.
And Anna's got a sign up in the corner of the room now. If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong.
Yeah, sorry, John. It just makes me smile every time I look at it.
I'm sure it does. It's the morning show, John Anna and friends on The Pig, 103.9985 mypigradio.com. Millway Credit Union is the morning show sponsor. Stronger, smarter, sensible. They got the Arkansas Boulevard location, Wake Village, and Ashdown. They are your local financial institution of choice. And this is news time, but we know what's going on in the news. So let's just do more conversation here with Al Green, talking about the annual Toys for Tots motorcycle parade, helping children dream and dream big.
Right.
The parade itself is on December 13th. Now, I see, and let's...
Let's give tribute to Lynn.
I got my cheat sheet here.
Lynn needs some credit because she helped Al get this organized.
Now, Lynn is Al's wife.
Right. Mrs. Green, yeah. Mm-hmm. So she made sure that we had everything lined up so that it made sense, mm-hmm. and the starting times were correct, mm-hmm. and that we were all going to be on the same page. So thank you, Lynn.
Yeah,
I'm very proud of what she does. Uh-huh.
Yes,
because sometimes she'll get up from watching TV uh-huh. or having a conversation with somebody and go in there and get on the computer and start putting stuff like this together.
Yeah,
to where it, and then she'll come in here and how you like this, and you want this, and.
Yeah, so with lots of conversation.
She always wins the fight.
Well, of course. I mean,
yeah, that's good.
But since she's doing all that stuff, it's kind of good that she wins the fight.
She
and of course,
really does.
The biggest thing she does every day is she keeps up with stuff and she puts up with him.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you so much. Now, after you do the ride around the parade on that morning of December 13th, which is a Sunday, then you have the big ceremony with the collection of the toys, and then there's an auction, right?
The auction will be at the Elks Lodge. Uh-huh. It'll start about 1:00.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. Okay. It'll start about 1:00, and it'll turn around, and I'm not going to not say nothing about the Marines, because the Marines come in there and cook for us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At the end of the ride. We have the national anthem. We have the color guard.
Yeah,
it's a big ceremony.
Uh-huh. And that'll be at Cowhorn Creek, at the mall, right?
Right.
Yeah.
At the mall.
Right across.
This year it'll be at the end of the mall.
Okay,
down there, got with J.C. Penney's
in. Yep. Okay, it's gonna be. That's where it's gonna be on.
Right.
Okay.
Because it's a different area for us to go to. We've been there before. Mm. We just kind of change it up a little bit every now and then. Mm.
Yeah.
That way there's plenty of room for everybody to get in and out.
Right.
And stuff like that.
Right.
So that'll be after the parade. And then after that is when you go over and have the auction at the Texas Elks Lodge on New Boston Road.
True.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All we need now is just a nice weather day, which I bet we will get this time.
Yeah. And participants at the auction. Everybody needs to come on out.
Yeah.
It was so fun last year.
Yeah. I want to see 500 people at an auction.
All right. Yeah.
Now,
yep,
this auction is for anybody that wants to come.
Right, not just the people that were in the
All you got
parade.
To do to get in to the Elks Lodge to get to the auction is bring a toy and $5.
Right, too easy.
That's it. So if you want to be involved in the auction part of it to help out the Toys for Tots, Elks Lodge, New Boston Road, noon on December 13th. Put that on your calendar and just plan on being there, because the kids are going to be the ones that benefit from this. Hang around, Al. I want to ask you a couple of more questions. We'll see if we got a quick game that you and Anna can play as well.
Yeah, Anna can play.
Awesome.
Yeah, Anna gets to play. Even though
Anna gets to play games all the time.
I know it.
I know.
More of the best and most country up next on The Pig. All those darn celebrities. Brad Paisley on The Pig, 103.9985 mypigradio.com. The morning show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. They are Millway with three locations. And we were talking with Al Green about Toys for Tots motorcycle parade, which obviously benefits Toys for Tots for the kids. And now, see, I've forgotten. There was something on my mind that I was going to ask him about, and I can't even remember it now.
Well, it's on December 3rd.
Oh, I know, 13th.
Sure. Yeah, let's make sure the right date.
Yeah, but
December 13th.
It didn't have anything to do with that, so that's come and gone.
Well, I was trying to fill in the blank.
But here's another question. Okay.
Okay.
Let's say there's people out there, obviously, between now and early to mid-December.
Right.
And at various times, they have a better opportunity as far as their finances are concerned to go out and get toys to give to you. Where are they going to be able to drop these toys off at, you know, going forward between now and when you finally say, okay, that's it, we're cutting it off?
Yeah, like, so if I have some toys to bring to you.
Yeah, later in the month of November, early December, where are these locations going to be, kind of?
Where they can drop the toys off to be picked up by me or somebody else?
Yeah.
You can go to Dollar General's, Red River Bank.
Okay.
There's quite a few places here in Texarkana.
All right.
Then also there's some in Redwater.
Uh-huh.
Maud, Sims.
Okay.
New Boston area, Big Cab.
All right.
Hooks.
Right.
There's a lot of places you can drop off toys in a lot of different places. Say like Walmart, for instance.
Right.
You can drop off. There's two or three boxes in Walmart.
All right.
There's some in Brookshire's. There's some at banks over there, Bancorp South and Red River Bank, stuff like that.
All right, so
a bunch of places.
So we have places to drop it off. I don't have to wait till this day.
No. Okay. I'm just saying, when it's kind of like, you know, some people are like, oh, I don't have anything today. You know, I don't have any money today. I can't do it.
Right.
But I'll have some in 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Right. Well, I see Lego on sale, so keep I'm going
to grab it. Yeah, when you have an opportunity to do it, and you see the bin at one of these many locations that he just named, which was what I wanted him to do. Drop it off.
Yeah.
And you or somebody will come by and pick them up.
Right, because toys are on sale crazy now.
Yeah.
So grab a toy on the way out.
Walmart is a good place in Dollar General's because they have toys in there.
Uh-huh.
And you can go in there and buy a toy for $5.
Right.
So I'm going to put this in this box.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I went to buy my groceries, but I'm going to grab a couple toys. Yeah.
Same thing.
I like it. That's a good idea.
Yes, it is.
All right, well, let's play a quick game here. This is not Anna's favorite.
Nope.
But it's what's up there today, so I have no choice.
All right.
Okay, it's called Spy the Lie.
All right.
I'm going to give you a statement, and there's going to be three or four choices, and then you decide which one is not true.
All right. Okay? I hope Al knows this.
Neither one of you will know this, the first one. Just guess.
Okay. All right.
Because I just know you. Neither one of you are going to know this. All of the following are movies scheduled to open in theaters this week, except for one, You Spy the Lie.
Yeah, you're right. We don't know
this. I know. Just guess. Is it a movie called The Informer, The Dark and the Wicket, Red Plague, Kindred, or Let Him Go? Which one of those is not a real movie opening this weekend across the country? The Informer, The Dark and Wicket, Red Plague, Kindred, or Let Him Go?
I'm going to go with The Dark and Wicked.
What are you going to go with, Al?
What is it, Red Plague?
Yeah. You going to go with that?
Yeah.
You're right, Al.
Good guess.
What a great guess, because I know that was a guess. But you guessed good. Might have to take him to get to the boats or something. Let's see.
Let's go do that, yeah.
All of the following are the actual names of real cities.
Okay.
These are real cities, except for one.
All right.
1770. Aardvark Gizzard. Beer Bottle Crossing. Bird in Hand. Or Goose Pimple Junction. Which one of those is not a real city? The rest of them are.
The gizzard one sounds so stupid that has to
You're
be
You're going with the Aardvark Gizzard.
Yeah.
What are you going with, Al?
I'm going to go with the one she's on.
Well, good, very good choice, because that is it.
What city and state
1770 is a city in Australia.
I have to go there now.
Beer Bottle Crossing is in Idaho.
Let's go there.
Bird in Hand is in the great state of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And Goose Pimple Junction is in Virginia.
Weird.
That's where I was born at, in Virginia. They come up with a name like that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is. And the final one.
Okay.
All of the following are types of turtles, except for one. Northern map, okay. Red-eared slider, coral eating, Chinese pond, or soft shell? Which one is not a real turtle? Northern map, red-eared slider, coral eating, Chinese pond, or soft shell?
Huh. You go. What's your guess?
Good luck on that. Just a guess.
Tell me again one more time.
Northern map, red-eared slider, coral eating, Chinese pond, or soft shell?
Red-eared slider.
Okay, he goes for red-eared slider.
No, that is one. That is one. So I have to pick a different one. Okay. The coral eating.
You got that one right, coral eating. So you both got 2 out of 3, which is great because those were very difficult.
We're awesome.
Congratulations, you're
Yay!
Both winners.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Al, for coming in, and we will have you back in before the big parade.
Yes.
But get those toys to the Toys for Tots.
Let's start filling
bins
those
and locations. Get them filled up. Al and his crew will go by and pick them up. And have a great day, Al.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.